This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip early Thursday, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several others. The latest strikes come after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down the offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who have fired thousands of rockets at Israel. The Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting military infrastructure as well as a weapons storage unit at the home of a Hamas fighter in Gaza City. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza have plunged the U.S. president and Israeli prime minister into a difficult early test of their long relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Mr. Biden was Barack Obama's vice president. And their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that the president was trying to avoid. The UN Human Rights Council said Thursday it would hold a special session on the situation in the occupied Palestinian territories amid deadly violence. The session, planned for next Thursday, will address, quote, the grave human rights situation in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, end quote, the council said in a statement. The session was requested by Pakistan, which is the coordinator of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and the Palestinian authorities, it said. Thousands of Syrians flocked to their embassy in Lebanon Thursday as expatriates and refugees kicked off voting for next week's presidential election, which is expected to keep Bashar al-Assad